Amber Lovatos grew up in a family without enough income to pay for a toothbrush, let alone routine dental checkups. So, by age 13, Amber literally had holes in her teeth.
I was in such extreme pain that I couldn't sleep.
The pain wouldn't go away on its own. So, at age 13, Amber was taken to a dentist for the first time.
That dentist told my mom that I needed a root canal, and my parents couldn't afford that. So instead, my mom took me home and she ground up cloves. She would mix it with water and I would stick it into the hole in my tooth.
Despite the well-meaning intentions of this home remedy, Amber continued to suffer.
I would wake up in the morning and there'd be blood on my pillow and there'd be dry blood on the corners of my mouth.
Since then, Amber Lovatos became the first member of her family to graduate from college, choosing to become a public health dental hygienist. Motivated by the challenges of her own pediatric dental pain, Lovatos has now organized more than 40 outreach events, which provide free dental products, services, and oral cancer screenings in underserved communities. That caught the eye of Procter & Gamble, makers of Crest and Oral-B. In fact, the Amber Lovatos audio clips you just heard are actually from a video that P&G sponsored to help launch their pediatric oral health campaign, called Closing America's Smile Gap.
Crest and Oral-B believe that all children deserve access to proper oral care, which is why we're dedicated to closing America's Smile Gap.
To increase equity in pediatric oral health, P&G announced wide-ranging support.
We're traveling to the hardest hit communities to provide much needed dental care, and we're donating over 2 million products. We're educating communities, especially kids, about the benefits of healthy oral care habits and frequent dental visits. And we're establishing a scholarship program for minority dental students so that we can bring more diversity into the profession.
Great, but what's in it for Procter & Gamble? Beyond the satisfaction of doing the right thing, why is a for-profit, publicly traded company with the responsibility to maximize shareholder value taking on the mission of reducing America's oral healthcare crisis? Here's a hint from a Procter & Gamble online ad.
For every Crest or Oral-B product you buy, we'll donate one to a child in need.
Yes, the you buy, we'll give tactic, sometimes referred to as buy one, give one. It's a cause marketing technique that can attract new customers and increase share of wallet among current customers. Especially for utilitarian products like toothpaste, you buy, we'll give promotions do increase purchase intention, according to research published in the Journal of Psychology and Marketing. Yet, as clever as that is, it turns out that there's an even bigger lesson to be learned from Procter & Gamble's approach to cause marketing, which we'll explore on this episode of Meaningful Impact.
Welcome to Meaningful Impact, the podcast where you'll hear inspiring stories about purpose-driven leaders who make a meaningful impact for their companies by making a meaningful impact for a cause. Here's your host, Michael Organ.
Today's episode is being published during Podcast-thon week, when more than 1,500 podcasts are featuring nonprofit organizations. Meaningful Impact has chosen to highlight the National Children's Oral Health Foundation, better known as America's Tooth Fairy, because they are one of the nonprofit partners supported by Closing America's Smile Gap, the oral health campaign funded by Procter & Gamble on behalf of their Crest and Oral-B brands. To learn more about the need for oral healthcare outreach and their partnership with Crest and Oral-B, Meaningful Impact spoke with Jill Malmgren, Executive Director of America's Tooth Fairy.
We were able to partner with Crest and Oral-B. They donated probably over $500,000 in both product and financial support, which ultimately led to us reaching over 100,000 kids with oral care products and resources, care, services, education. We're so grateful.
Grateful because millions of American children, particularly those in low-income families, suffer from untreated tooth decay, a preventable disease.
13% of our nation's children are suffering from untreated tooth decay.
So I asked Jill about the difference between getting an occasional cavity versus experiencing untreated tooth decay.
That is a great question. I think they're often used interchangeably, which is not necessarily the case. Cavities can be treated kind of as a one-off, a simple filling, and then the tooth can be restored and remains healthy. However, severe tooth decay is a progressive tooth disease that can lead to daily pain for kids, infections, gum disease, jawbone damage, abscesses, which can be quite dangerous, and even tooth loss.
The chronic pain of severe tooth decay can lead to broader consequences.
The daily pain that a child experiences, that can result in sleepless nights, malnutrition, as well as even difficulty learning in school.
The consequences of untreated tooth decay can persist long beyond childhood. In fact, more than 17% of Americans have no remaining teeth by age 65.
Untreated tooth decay has devastating long-term physical and socioeconomic consequences. Those can include speaking problems. We experience a lot of children that mumble because they don't want to show their teeth. You're dealing with kids that have a broken smile, so they might be afraid to raise their hand in class because of fear of being bullied. So they tend to be often shy, withdrawn, which is detrimental to their education and overall success. These are kids that are afraid to laugh out loud. They're afraid to smile, impacting ultimately their ability to get gainful employment.
For millions of America's youth, age 2 to 19, untreated tooth decay is often the result of agonizing trade-offs caused by poverty. One-third of low-income parents report that they cannot afford to take their children to a dentist.
Many of the people that we serve are low-income. They have a lot of priorities to deal with. They might be worried about food on the table or where they're going to sleep at night. Oral health falls a little bit lower on the priority when you're dealing with food and shelter.
There is hope, however. Dental care education does work. To drive home that point, Malmgren shared an anecdote about the kind of oral health outreach events funded by Crest and Oral-B, where youth attendees were given a toy and dental products.
We gave them all a little toy as well as an oral health care kit to take home. And I watched this young boy that looked at his toy and looked at his kit. And he came back and he said, "Miss Jill, if I give you back my toy, can I have another oral care kit for my sister? Because we don't have our own toothbrushes." Of course, I was like, "How many do you need? How many kids are in your family? What can we do? And please keep your toy." This is a five-year-old kid. He was willing to sacrifice the little toy we gave him in order to get that oral care kit for his sister.
When we return, I'll review the Closing America's Smile Gap campaign.
The Meaningful Impact Awards are a high honor for exemplary corporate citizenship. If you are responsible for marketing, public relations, or corporate responsibility at your organization, you'll appreciate the publicist-friendly features of the Meaningful Impact Awards. To learn more about nominating a purpose-driven leader or organization for a Meaningful Impact Award, visit meaningfulimpact.com.
Closing America's Smile Gap was launched in 2021 with an 11-minute introduction video and dental care partnerships with America's Tooth Fairy, who you heard from earlier, Jet Dental, and Feeding America. Care Mobile joined as a partner shortly thereafter. Though the campaign is now national in scope, Procter & Gamble's initial goal was to close the smile gap for 2 million families across 10 states. From the start, the campaign incorporated social justice rationale into its messaging. According to Procter & Gamble,
"Underserved communities in America are experiencing a disparity in access to dental care. Many children don't even own a toothbrush or visit a dentist until they're much older. Black and Hispanic kids are the most affected. Black children are 2 times as likely to have poor oral health, and Hispanic children are 4 times as likely."
By October of the following year, Procter & Gamble had already donated $2.5 million worth of products, distributed by nonprofit partners at community outreach events and at Safety Net Dental Clinics, which provide checkups, education, complimentary Crest and Oral-B products, and follow-up care. Many of these outreach events required the deployment of temporary and mobile clinics because 60 million Americans live in what's called dental deserts, which means that there are no dental services nearby. To supplement that short-term intervention with long-term solutions, Procter & Gamble also created scholarships at top dental schools to support future dentists and dental hygienists willing to work in areas that are currently underserved. In the United States, candy-fueled Halloween is followed a day later, ironically, by National Brush Day, an invention of the Ad Council and 35 dental organizations. In 2022, Crest and Oral-B hoped that the soft news hook of National Brush Day would yield media coverage of the thought-provoking ads that they had placed in the New York Times, on transit billboards in New York City, and via online videos published on Instagram, YouTube, and the Closing America's Smile Gap website. The ads raised awareness about the millions of American children suffering from untreated tooth decay, followed by a call to action to help via a You Buy, We'll Give offer. That said, rather than just hoping for earned media, Crest and Oral-B also paid celebrities and 174 social media influencers to post on Instagram and TikTok, coordinated to kick off on National Brush Day at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, when many people are thinking about brushing their teeth. Collectively, the celebrities, influencers, as well as brand executives posted 635 pieces of content, yielding 112,000 engagements. That outreach was further supported by sponsored segments on broadcast media, such as Jacksonville's NBC 12 television station. That segment featured what appeared to be a semi-scripted interview with Dr. Franklin Agabor, better known to his patients as Dr. A.
I've seen firsthand what the smile gap can do to a child. Not only the physical pain a cavity causes, but the emotional stress due to lower confidence and missed opportunities. That's why I wanted to help, and you can too. Together, we can make sure every kid has what they need to brush their teeth every day. Beginning today, November 1st, on National Brush Day, and throughout the entirety of November, join Crest and Oral-B in closing America's smile gap. For each product purchased, Crest and Oral-B will donate to a child in need.
In the New York Times, a full-page ad featured a montage of young children attempting to clean their teeth without a toothbrush or toothpaste, instead using just their finger. The prominent headline read, "This is not how kids should have to brush their teeth." But for millions today, it might have been their only option. Roya Partovi, the campaign's chief creative officer, noted that the advertising, quote, pointed the finger, literally and figuratively, at the smile gap. The body copy of the New York Times ad read, "Today is National Brush Day, yet millions of kids woke up this morning without access to the basics many of us take for granted, such as a toothbrush and toothpaste. It's part of a much bigger problem in America, a lack of access to oral care for kids in underserved communities. The outcome? Millions of kids living with cavities and other preventable oral health issues that cause them to miss out on opportunities today and tomorrow. At Crest and Oral-B, we call this the smile gap, and we are committed to closing it. For each product purchased in November, we will donate a product to a child in need." A similar montage of young children using their finger to clean their teeth is the cold open to Crest and Oral-B's online ad. As you're hearing, sullen background music punctuates the stark imagery.
This is not how kids should have to brush their teeth. But for millions today, it's their only option. This is the smile gap. Join Crest and Oral-B in closing America's smile gap. For every purchase, we will donate product to a child in need.
At the bottom of the screen, Legal Mice Type clarifies, Crest and Oral-B will donate up to 500,000 products purchased in the month of November The product purchased is not guaranteed to be the same as the product that will be donated. For Crest, this phase of their award-winning advertising and PR campaign yielded 1.3 billion earned media impressions, a 31% increase in share of voice, more than 365,000 consumer engagements, and a 1% lift in growth rate compared to the same period the year before. The following year, timed to coincide with back-to-school season, Crest and Oral-B ran another You Buy, We'll Give campaign, this time amplified by a paid partnership with Jesse Williams, perhaps best known for his portrayal of Dr. Jackson Avery on Grey's Anatomy. Crest and Oral-B also published a U.S. Kids and Oral Health report card that illustrated the, quote, shocking discrepancies in access, affordability, and education between low and high-income families in the U.S. Though Closing America's Smile Gap promotions are intermittent, Crest and Oral-B's support of underserved communities is ongoing. P&G, Senior Vice President of Oral Care North America, told Marketing Daily that the goal of Closing America's Smile Gap is to get to 20 million smiles by 2030. Clearly, a win for the cause, and also a win for Procter & Gamble. Closing America's Smile Gap is credited with yielding 5% sales growth, according to a case study published in 2024. When we return, we'll explore the lessons learned.
I'm thrilled to tell you about the Meaningful Impact Awards, which are a high honor for corporate citizenship. The Meaningful Impact Awards recognize projects that benefit both a company and the greater good. Unlike annual award competitions, which consider nominations just once per year, nominations for Meaningful Impact Awards are typically reviewed within 2 weeks. Feel free to download our award entry kit at meaningfulimpact.com/kit.
So we've established that Closing America's Smile Gap is a good example of a You Buy, We'll Give campaign. The storyline for that type of campaign has, at its core, a minimum of three elements. First, a compelling problem. Second, a conditional solution. And third, co-heroes. Spoiler alert! The co-heroes always include you, the consumer, and the product that the advertiser would like you to buy. I'll demonstrate using excerpts from another Closing America's Smile Gap online video. Even though the video's running time is just 30 seconds, you will still be able to clearly recognize all three core elements of a You Buy, We'll Give campaign. Here we go. Element one, the compelling problem.
This is not just a toothbrush and toothpaste. It's a chance to get a good night's sleep and pay attention in class, to make new friends and make the team. But millions of kids don't have access to basic oral care, and poor oral health is linked to low confidence, poor grades, and missed opportunities. This is America's Smile Gap.
Element two, the conditional solution.
So for every Crest or Oral-B product you buy, we'll donate one to a child in need.
Element three, co-heroes.
Join us in Closing America's Smile Gap.
While there's a lot of room for creativity and customization, these three core elements of a You Buy, We'll Give campaign are replicable for most consumer product categories. In fact, in-kind corporate donations triggered by the purchase of a product are not new. Consider the Tide Loads of Hope program, which was founded over 20 years ago, initially to clean the clothes of those displaced by Hurricane Katrina. Tide, which is the world's largest laundry detergent brand, sets up free mobile laundromats in disaster areas, which brings us element one, the compelling problem.
Every year, millions of Americans face disaster. That's why we created the Tide Loads of Hope program, a free laundry service that provides clean clothes to families affected by disasters.
Element two, the conditional solution.
You too can help families affected by disaster by purchasing Yellow Cab Tide.
Element three, co-heroes.
Together, we can provide loads of hope.
So was that corroborating example a fluke? A coincidence? Let's try another product category. This time, period hygiene products. The excerpts you're about to hear are from a 2-minute infomercial presented as if it were a cable news interview. The interviewer appears to be a news anchor. The interviewee is a celebrity influencer, in this case, Nicole Lopez Alvar, best known for her appearance on ABC's The Bachelor. Let's start with her to hear element one, the compelling problem.
In the United States, 1 in 5 girls have missed school due to their lack of access to period protection. Not having that access can limit their potential to a full, prosperous life and career.
Element two, the conditional solution.
Now through August 29th, for every purchase of a specially marked package of an Always Period product, Always will be donating one pad to a girl in need.
The interviewer concludes the sponsored content by emphasizing element three, co-heroes.
Once again, you can help end period poverty and save on select Always and Tampax products by shopping at your local Walgreens or by visiting walgreens.com.
In that case, notice that there are three co-heroes, you, the product, and the participating retailer. So there's a formula to this. But to be clear, You Buy, We'll Give campaigns are typically not run continuously. Instead, think of these engagement activations as the McRib of cause marketing promotions, potentially recurring, but when available, offered only for a short time. For instance, Pampers, which is the world's largest diaper brand, is a longtime practitioner of cause marketing, but runs You Buy, We'll Give promotions only occasionally and for a fixed period of time, like this 2-month campaign announced by social media influencer Allison Felix.
Families have an amazing opportunity when they buy Pampers Swaddlers huge pack at Walmart. They can help Pampers donate up to 1 million preemie diapers to Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
So in the quest for lessons learned, we've uncovered 3 commonalities between Crest and Oral-B compared to Tide, Always, and Pampers. First, they have all deployed occasional and time-limited You Buy, We'll Give promotions. Second, the storyline for those You Buy, We'll Give campaigns have all followed a similar pattern. Third, the product itself is part of the solution. I mean, think about it. Crest and Oral-B donated Crest and Oral-B toothpaste and toothbrushes. Tide donated Tide laundry detergent. Always donated Always period products. Pampers donated Pampers diapers. Strong similarities, to be sure. Yet, there is a fourth commonality amongst those products that we have not yet explored. Give it some thought during the final break. When we return, I'll answer the big question, the question I raised during the intro. What is the broader cause marketing lesson to be learned here?
The Big Question is brought to you by CSR.org, which showcases purpose-driven leaders who do well for their companies by doing good for a cause. Discover inspiring examples of corporate social responsibility at CSR.org. That's CSR.org.
So, what else do Crest, Oral-B, Tide, Always, and Pampers share in common? Well, as you know, Crest and Oral-B are owned and operated by Procter & Gamble. But what about the others? Who owns the other brands? Not coincidentally, Tide is also owned by Procter & Gamble. Always is also owned by Procter & Gamble. Pampers is also owned by Procter & Gamble too. All 5 brands are owned and operated by Procter & Gamble. In fact, if you go to the Community Impact section of Procter & Gamble's website, you'll see that those 5 brands are featured, presented almost like a cause marketing portfolio. That's closing America's smile gap in context. It turns out that the oral health campaign is just one example among many of Procter & Gamble's intentional strategy to align its major brands like Crest and Oral-B with a closely related cause. Consider the alternative strategy, which frankly many companies pursue. Tide could have supported STEM education as its flagship cause, but didn't. Always could have supported historical landmark preservation as its flagship cause, but didn't. Pampers could have supported wildlife habitats. Crest could have supported breast cancer awareness, and no one would have minded. Oral-B could have supported veterans and wrapped itself in patriotism, but didn't. Don't get me wrong, all of those facetiously proposed causes are actually important and deserving of corporate support. But to a consumer, none of those alternative causes would have felt as authentic. So instead, Procter & Gamble chose to align each of its priority causes with the most closely related brand in its portfolio. After all, who better than Tide to clean the clothes of victims made homeless by natural disasters? Who better than Always to help low-income families get access to period products? Who better than Pampers to provide diapers specially made for premature babies? And circling back to where we started, who better than Crest and Oral-B to close America's smile gap in otherwise underserved communities, especially in partnership with nonprofit organizations like America's Tooth Fairy? On that note, I'd like to thank Jill Malmgren, CEO of America's Tooth Fairy, for sharing her insights on today's episode. If you'd like to support the work of America's Tooth Fairy, here's how.
We have lots of opportunities to volunteer or engage and, of course, donate. So your listeners can visit americastoothfairy.org. They can click the resources tab, and they also can click on our Get Involved tab to see how maybe they or their company can volunteer and help ensure all kids have a healthy smile.
That's all for this episode. We hope that the next inspiring story will be yours. For ongoing inspiration about how to make your difference, subscribe to Meaningful Impact wherever you listen to podcasts.